We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show. It is brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. We visit right now with the head coach, Steve Alford. The Wolfpack is now 8-5, and they are 3-3 in the conference. Coach, we're going to talk about San Diego State because considering it was two losses, it was two of the most interesting games of the year and perhaps two of the most important. But first things first, what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers? I knew that you were not going to bring it up, and I know from everybody else we've had on the show that it was my moral obligation to bring this up to you.
If I was the general manager, every play on the roster, fine. That's what I thought of that game.
Yeah.
That was not Pittsburgh Steeler football.
The bad snap on all. The first snap of the game?
At all. There was nothing about it that told me that was Pittsburgh Steeler culture. So it's professional sports. You got to do what you got to do what you got to do when you're a professional sport, and everybody should be fined. That's my take on it.
Did you have any five guys action on that game?
Yeah, probably did. Probably did.
Well,
no, that doesn't make me happy either.
No. But I had a feeling as I was watching that.
That wasn't fun. I'm glad Fresno was playing at the same time that I didn't have to spend a lot of time watching Steeler football. I could just watch Fresno.
How happy are you guys or Pack fans allowed to be about two losses?
Well, you know, I only speak for myself and the staff. I think we're very pleased with our development from the New Mexico series through the San Diego State series. And that's really, this is a year, that's what we're looking for. John, and it's not easy with, you know, dealing with everything these kids have to deal with today with COVID and all the things that, you know, we were talking about. I had a Zoom call today with some coaches, and, you know, normally you control your shoot arounds and your practices, and, you know, now all of a sudden before you go to shoot around, you got to go get COVID tested, and it's just a whole different year, and guys are trying to figure this out, and you go, now we're going to go another week where we got to wait all the way to Friday to see if we're really going to tip on Friday. So is Fresno healthy? Are we healthy? That type of thing. But all in all, I'm just really pleased. You know, we turned the ball over too much at New Mexico. We didn't rebound the ball well at New Mexico. And I didn't think we defended the way we're capable of defending. And moving forward to San Diego State, I thought we did all three of those things much better. I thought our defense was better. Our board play was better. Turning the ball over at a high level, some improvement there. And we take, you know, arguably take the team that's picked to win it. Doesn't always mean they win it, but you pick the team that's going to predicted to win it. And we take them to the final possession on the home court twice. We just weren't able to, you know, I thought the first game, you know, we had a good run. We went on a 9-0 run. And then they, the last 2.5 minutes, went on a 7-0 run and beat us. Game two, you know, I thought we did a really good job of kind of fighting through some stuff early in the game where we didn't play particularly well, get ourselves back in it. And now inside a minute, we got a chance to win this thing. And they hit a big three and then obviously a big last shot. And that's what good veteran teams do. And sometimes you got to take your hat off to that. But all in all, really pleased. And now anxious to see what happens when we come back home to a very good, very aggressive Fresno team. We're going to play well, and we're going to say that all week, all year long. But we got to keep developing and keep growing.
I know the answer to this question, so forgive me for asking. But it has been pointed out you guys had a timeout left in that game. Take me through your philosophy about the end of the game there.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
I don't either.
I mean, it's always easy. You know, we talked about that afterwards, but we made a big shot. There's only 4 seconds, 4.5 seconds left. I would rather that other team be a little bit more chaotic with an offensive situation to where, you know, if you stop the play, they take the ball out, they can throw it to half court, call another, they can call a timeout because I've called the timeout. They can throw it to half court and call time. Now they got at least three seconds to get a decent, any kind of decent shot up in those 3 seconds. If they decide not to throw it to timeout or throw it to half court and call time, they have set up something that they have worked on. And now you've got to defend that. They've got people on the game at that time. I didn't, you know, then if you call time, they can sub different shooters into that game at that time. I've always liked playing that out and living with a tough shot. Now, with that said, we had him on his left side. He's a right-handed dribbler. We had him on his left side, and he made a tough shot. I think we probably celebrated too much and we didn't get matched up, which is learning a lesson there. So, being a young team, maybe, yeah, you do call a timeout to get them set, but I just didn't want San Diego State being the team that they were to be able to set and do what they wanted to do. So, yeah, you can go either, you know, you can go either way on those type of things. I'm more if we're shooting a foul shot, then I'm probably calling timeout there. When a field goal is made, it's a little bit different than I think a foul shot, which is really a stoppage of play. And you can now – they can organize at a foul line anyway. Just didn't want them to – my thoughts was don't get them organized. And you had Pulliam, who of the five people on their floor, he's probably their fifth option. And he's the one that ends up making the tough shot. So, you know, if we had to do it again, we'd probably do the same thing.
The reason I ask is because I want to emphasize, and this happens not only in basketball, but so many of these decisions are not made on the fly. You know, this is a scenario that you understand from decades of coaching and understanding, and just the way that you said, listen, if it's a foul shot, it's a different scenario. Like you have like a checklist in these situations, right? Or just kind of an operating philosophy.
Yeah, it's just like fouling at the end of the game. You know, some coaches like the foul, some don't. You know, I'm probably 50-50 on that, and that changes probably to who we're playing, what kind of rebounding team they are, what kind of rebounding team you are, because I never want to put ourselves in a situation where you just lose on a free throw blockout that you have put there. But anything outside of 3 or 4 seconds, never fouling. Probably inside that, you got to think about it, but you got to be smart and you got to drill it because there's an art to doing that late in the game. And then just what kind of rebounding team you are and who you're playing. So there's a lot of those things throughout every game that you're looking at game to game of what your opponent is and who you are at the time.
What was your locker room like after both those games? Because part of being a young team is learning that you can compete toe-to-toe, take the best team in the conference right down to the last possession in their own building, two games in a row. But also being the part of growth for a team is being able to process the disappointment and channel it in a productive manner, which is, I don't think, the easiest thing for younger student athletes.
Yeah, I think the guys are doing great. I think they know that, you know, we had two games right there and did some things that would enable us to win the game. So, you know, I think they were disappointed. They're by far disappointed in how it all ended, both games of how they ended. But I also think I hope they learned the lessons of, you know, you play Air Force, who's really playing a 3-2 zone. And just in my personal opinion, I think San Diego State's one of the better defending teams in our league. And we turned the ball over almost twice as much against Air Force than we did against San Diego State. Just to be a good team, prove that you can do it consistent now, not just on a weekend here, a weekend there. We've had two good weekends of playing good basketball, but not perfect basketball. It's not like, after watching the film, it's not like we played over our head in the San Diego State series. We made a lot of mistakes, but I thought we really battled. I thought our effort was good. Our attention to detail was good. And the guys really did their very best to execute what we wanted to execute. And that's why we were pretty pleased.
Fans, whenever there's a Nevada game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're visiting with the head coach, Steve Alford. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
During these uncertain and challenging times, all of us here at Camelot Party Rentals want you to know that we are here for you. With a wide selection of tent sizes, tables, chairs, and much more, Camelot Party Rentals has everything you need for a safe and social distant event. Give us a call today at 775-355-9004 or visit our website at CamelotPartyRentals.com. Camelot Party Rentals, here for you and here for our community.
Hey Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. The Silver State Series presented by IBEW, Local 401, and Nevada Donor Network is a structured rivalry series matching the Wolfpack and the Rebels in sports and academics. Follow points and standings online throughout the year. NevadaWolfpack.com/Silver State Series. Nevada is 8-5, 3-3 in the conference, and they host Fresno State. It's an 8 p.m. tip-off Pacific time on Friday from Lawler Event Center. Coach Len Stevens and I will have the Bud Light tip-off show starting at 7:30. Steve Alford, you mentioned at the end of last segment that it wasn't as if the Wolfpack was playing over its head against the Aztecs. I was a little surprised at how good you guys looked against them. I mean, is it maybe a case of you guys are more talented and you're growing into your talent? Or was I misreading that? Like, I thought they might outclass you in kind of a physical sense.
Well, I think that's probably the thing we were most pleased with our guys. I thought we fought, you know, toe-to-toe with them. We didn't back down from their physicality. They are a very physical team. They're older, they're more mature, obviously, but more experienced. But I just thought we went toe-to-toe with them, and when it came to execution, both offensively and defensively, it was two pretty even games. And so we're very pleased with that. We had consistent play for 80 minutes. Not perfect play. Didn't say we didn't make mistakes, but we were pretty consistent in our approach with our concentration. And we grew in a lot of areas, especially concentration and focus at both ends of the court. And now we got to keep that growing. We can't like have a different demeanor because we're playing the best team in the league on their home court. And now all of a sudden there's a drop in our attention. There's a drop in our focus. There's a drop in our concentration. All of a sudden you come back home. And sometimes young players can do that. And we got to really guard against that all week as we practice.
Is it fair to say at this point in the season that the key to your team's success will be the consistency on the front line? Your bigs, your rotation of bigs is continues to get more intriguing to me. And they're very clearly improving, but it's kind of a really broad skill set. How do you approach that from just the rotation perspective and their growth?
Yeah, I think the rotation and will all depend on production. I think as certain players produce game to game, week to week, those minutes go up, and those that don't, minutes go down. You know, we didn't play. Robbie didn't got much the last really 2 weeks, and I think his work ethic, his attitude has been terrific. And we gave him a shot in game one, even a more shot in game two, and I thought he was really good in both games for us of what we want and expect out of him. You know, so I think Warren and KJ situations, foul trouble. They stay out of foul trouble. Their production goes up. Their minutes go up. So it's learning how to play this game without getting in foul trouble. I mean, that's their biggest key because the other areas of their game, they're really developing. KJ had, I thought, a breakout game in game two. I thought he was really good. He was physical. He was attentive to what we wanted done, both offensively and defensively. And I thought he made a difference inside. And so that was good to see. And you know, Zane's battling some injuries, and he's going to have to learn to to play through those things. Or, you know, obviously, you know, we're being sensitive to that because we don't ever want somebody doing something they can't do from an injury standpoint. So he's dealing with a lot of things there because he's got to defend at a higher level. And Dre's young. Dre's learning. Dre's growing. As a lot of freshmen, they're not ready yet, but he's starting to do some things that we really like as far as production goes. So we've got some depth in the front court, and now it's really about, as we get to this part of the season, who's producing, who's listening, who's doing the things that are going to best help us win. Those guys' minutes are going to go up.
Let's talk a little bit more about KJ. In game two, he ends up with 14 points, 3 rebounds. He's 5 of 9 from the floor. He's 4 of 5 from the stripe. I mean, he's a guy with talent, and it feels like it's been, it feels like from my observations, it has taken him some time to kind of grow into his skill set and then to trust it. What's that process like, and what does it mean that he's had a breakout game now, and kind of what's the ceiling on him?
Well, I think he's got a high ceiling. I really do. I think he hasn't even touched yet where he can go, and his shooting has gotten better, but I think the way he runs the floor, he's athletic enough to be a really good shot blocker and have a rim presence. His post moves have really gained a lot of momentum, and he's really developing there. I think him and Warren are very, very similar in that just learning at this level how to defend without getting in foul trouble, being more fundamental, doing your work early, getting in position early, anticipating things so that you're not out of position and you're not anticipating and you foul. And if you do foul, John, now being even more in tune to the flow of the game, that you don't foul again in the next 30 to 60 seconds. And I think that's the next piece of both of their growths, that when that happens, it's like KJ. You know, Warren got in foul trouble, KJ got the minutes. KJ got minutes and his production went off the roof. Warren would be the same way, and he has been the same way. So if they'll just do those things of staying out of foul trouble, now they're getting 20-plus minutes, and they're going to see their production. They're going to get to see their skill set shine. But if you're always in foul trouble, that presents a lot of problems with how you flow and how a big guy can get in the rhythm and flow. And that's on a player. A player has to learn the right fundamental way of guarding. And I think that's the next step they both have to take, because they both have the potential to be really good defenders.
Would you agree with the idea that if Himes and or Washington are consistently at double figure scoring and leading the team in rebounding on a per game basis, you guys as a team are kind of a level up from where you are now?
Yeah, I just think, one, that was good having a third scorer in that game. KJ got us 14 and we got third scored. Doesn't necessarily have to be a consistent third scorer, just as long as we have a third scorer. And then your fourth and fifth scorers are getting close to double figures. You know, I think that's what we would like to push towards with the development piece. But as far as putting like numbers on Warren or numbers on KJ, I'm not big with telling you have to do that. It's more, you know, just keep developing, keep growing, get confidence in what you're doing, because you're trusting your fundamentals, you're trusting the system, you're trusting your teammates. Trusting yourself. You put the time in. If you put the time in, you should trust yourself. So it's a matter of just doing all those things, and I think production will take care of itself.
Shelter Insurance. Put shelter on your team for your insurance needs. You'll be glad you did. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com for a free personal protection review. We're your shield. We're your shelter. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are visiting right now with the head coach, Steve Alford. And Fresno State comes in. It is a Friday Sunday matchup this week at Lawler Event Center. Now, you mentioned that Fresno State was playing during the Steelers game, so you didn't have to watch Pittsburgh too much. What did you see from Fresno State?
Well, they got good size. The Robinson kid is special, outstanding big in our league. So it starts with him, and I think they're guards. They got a lot of new guards, and they're developing, growing, gaining confidence. They're going to come in here very confident. They beat San Jose twice, and in game two, their guards really produced. They made threes. They scored. So it's going to be a very dangerous game for us. I think it's going to have a similar feel to San Diego State as far as how they like to play, how they like to guard. Very, very similar. as far as our approach and I think what their approach will be. So it's a very tough game, and we're going to be saying that every week. You know, we've got to play good basketball moving forward to give ourselves a chance to win. So we need a really good week of practice of making sure we're much better to come Friday than what we were on this last Sunday.
You mentioned to me in the pregame, I think before the second San Diego State game, that you as a team are not to the place where you can impose your will and dictate the tempo against a San Diego State team, maybe that you would attempt to do with an older, with a veteran group. Is it part of your vision for this team that you guys can win games in the 60s and you can have big high scoring nights? Like, is it a situation where the ideal development for your team is you can win in various styles?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's been something that's been encouraging. I think we've proven that. You know, we went to Nebraska and won in a low scoring game, I think 66-63. But yeah, we've also won games where we've scored in the 70s and 80s. So offensively, it's a matter of whether we're taking care of the ball and getting good shots. If you're doing that, we don't mind playing faster. If playing faster makes you turn the ball over and take bad shots, then you got to slow the tempo. So it's really about how the team advances and how the team continues to grow offensively that way, so that you're just not – if you can play in transition, which that means are you good in transition offense, are you good in transition defense, then I think that's a team that can play up tempo. If you're not good in both of those areas, you got to really think about your tempo. And so we're not terrific in transition defense yet. And so if we want to play at a faster tempo – we've got to do a much better job with shot selection, value doing the ball, and then getting back and setting our defense.
All right, this is radio, so people can't see this, but we're visiting on Zoom, and there is a picture behind you. It's over your right shoulder, I believe. And I just want you to tell the folks what that team is.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the 84 Olympic team. Very blessed to be a part of that team.
Who was the coach and who were some of the players who went on to be notable apart from yourself?
You got Coach Knight was the head coach. You've got CM Newton, longtime outstanding coach. George Raveling, outstanding coach. Don Donaher, outstanding coach. So four unbelievable coaches. You had Leon Wood, who's now an NBA official, has been for 20-plus years. Michael Jordan was the head of that team. Alvin Robertson, Vern Fleming, two big-time NBA guards. Chris Mullen, top 50 player of all time. Sam Perkins, Joe Klein, John Konkak, Patrick Ewing, top 50 of all time. Jeff Turner, who played at Vanderbilt. And the late Wayman Tisdale, unfortunately, we've had one passing, but Wayman was a terrific player from Oklahoma.
Just like to remind folks at least once a year about that team, Coach.
As an unbelievable team. Not only did we go undefeated in the Olympics, but we went undefeated playing a group of NBA All-Stars in about seven different cities in training, building up to that. And I think that team appreciates that as much as any. It was the last amateur team. USA lost in 88, and because of that, they opened it up to pros in 92. So to be a part of the last amateur Olympic gold medal team, it's a pretty special feeling. And those, not only those great players, those were and are still just great human beings, really good people.
He's the coach, Steve Alford. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll visit with the assistant coach, Corey Barnett, next. Stay with us.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts, because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reno Relo Worldwide, your United Van Lines agent in Reno, Nevada. With over 25 years of moving experience, Reno owned and operated, they're here to serve you, your family, or your business, taking care of your commercial, interstate, or international relocation and storage needs effortlessly, whether it's in northern Nevada or around the world. When you want to be sure you're in good hands, make the right move with Reno Relo Worldwide. For a free estimate, call 775-404-7356 or online at renorelowww.com.
Are you a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans? Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield IMG College partner, can help. We provide corporate partners both traditional and new media opportunities with the university. For more sponsorship information, please call 775-327-2074. That's 775-327-2074. Or visit Learfield.com and search Nevada Wolfpack.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. As promised, the assistant coach, Corey Barnett, is with us right now. Envision Glass backs the pack, serving northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's envisionglass.com. I did get after Coach Alford, Coach Barnett, about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their silver medal against the Cleveland Browns. And I said, now, did you have any Five Guys action on that? And because apparently the wagering currency is Five Guys within your Five Guys hamburgers within your.
It is for him, culture. For him, yeah, for some sure. Of us, we won't, we'll do in and out. For him, it's always Five Guys.
Was the Five Guys wager with you?
It was not. No, I punted on the NFL a while ago.
Well, you've got other things to worry about.
Yeah. Which is nice because I can just sit here and just listen to Glenn's Giants and Bill's Colts and Coach's Steelers and just sit back and just take it all in. So this is great for me because I never lose. You know, my team never loses. So I'm a huge fan of when it's NFL season.
So we've talked to Coach Dwayne and Coach Worley about this, but I'm curious to hear your perspective on this. Steve Alford is a relentless trash talker, like as if he never stopped playing, right?
Oh, it's all the time. It's really incredible. It's
incredible.
Mine's a Cub. Oh, my entire office is Cubs, and I hang a W flag every each time they win, and he'll come in in the mornings, it'll be upside down after they lose. It'll be down on the floor. It'll be in his office. He's out of control. And he really lives to compete every single day. It's incredible.
All right. That's the fun stuff. This is the hard stuff now, the San Diego State series. Two losses by a combined total of 7 points to who we think is the best team in the league and who Coach Alford said was the best team you guys had played so far. Anything on the video after game two that's different to when we spoke immediately following the game? I just remember your expression of how painful that narrow loss was at the buzzer.
No, I mean, the difference is just now it's all cleanup, right? It's all breaking down what offensively and defensively we can help clean up and do better. And for this team, for the lack of experience that we had to go in there and compete the two games that the way we did, we're incredibly proud. But that being said, it was two losses. So that's a whole different deal. And the sting of a loss helps you grow so much more. It helps guys be that more attentive, there's that much more urgency. So these next couple practices, thankfully with our schedule, we played Saturday, got yesterday off, and now we have a good little run here to prepare for not only Fresno State, but prepare us, really focus in on us for these next 4 days of practice and just get better. And the guys are already back in the lab. They're already in this morning and they have a really good mindset. They have the hunger. And sometimes that the sting is what you need to kind of get over the hump. So hopefully a lot of these guys will continue to learn and grow. We'll do some film before practice and really kind of show them where all the little things are. And that's all it is. The little things add up. At the end of the season, I like to go back through our close games and show a team, all right, here's six possessions over six games. If they turn the opposite way, instead of, you know, not making the tournament, you do. Instead of not making the NIT, you do. Whatever that end goal is, and just show them how important each possession is and how important the concentration level needs to be.
I don't want to be critical of the roster assembly process, because I know that you guys are very specific about the kind of player you recruit and the kind of culture and the kind of person, in addition to the kind of athlete you want. I was a little concerned before the San Diego State series about what we subjectively refer to as the eye test, mm-hmm. about your roster. I was a little worried you guys might be outclassed physically against the Aztecs. Were you guys worried about that? And obviously I was wrong. Like, you guys went toe to toe with them and it wasn't, right. And you weren't running the Princeton. It wasn't like you were running four corners installing, like you just played them.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt. And they, you know, that's how they recruit. And everybody has their different level of importance. Like you said, when we go into recruiting, a lot of what we talk about is does the kid have the pack DNA? Is he a kid that has high character? Is he a kid who wants to grow both on and off the court? And then obviously it's on the court stuff. Does he have the athletic ability? Can he shoot it? Can he defend? And you kind of go through the checklist, and coach does a good job of getting that to all of us as assistants. That way, when we're evaluating the kid and to answer your question, going into this game, there was definitely some matchups that are tough ones, but I thought as a team, our mindset had continued to grow. And that's what people don't realize is, you know, you may look at KJ Himes and Warren Washington against Menza and go, okay, well, you know, Menza looks a little more physical because of the weight room. But what you don't see is what all they've gone through adversity-wise through their mental aspect of it and the mental practices and how hard they've pushed. And I think those guys, that they've done an incredible job and they continue to. You know, KJ had a bad game one, a great game two. Warren had a bad game two and a great game one. So both those guys now go into the weight room this morning with Matt Eck and go, I got to get stronger because I didn't put two games together where Menza did, right? So what do I need to kind of close that gap? Zane's going, Mitchell had a great two games and I didn't play great either to my standards. So I need to go in and put in that extra work. So it's huge to recruit the kind of guys who have that mindset, who when adversity hits, they say, what can I do to close that gap? And not, you know, oh, it's this guy's fault or it's that, or it's, you know, it's not me, it's the victim mindset. And our guys do a good job of that. And coaches a good job of that, making that an emphasis, not only over our program, but who we recruit as well.
So just one more thing about that matchup, especially on the front line, like Matt Mitchell goes for 20 points in both games. He's a great player. He's an all conference player, has been, it feels like, for 15 years.
Exactly.
But Zane, like, he didn't eat Zane alive. Like, Zane, right, forced some turnovers on him. Like, there were a couple, and I didn't look at the film. Maybe Zane also had terrible possessions, but I thought Zane acquitted himself pretty well. That's a nightmare matchup. I don't want to say I was surprised. I'm going to say I was surprised. I thought Zane did really well. Was that, like, tell me about when you're scouting and you're like, okay, well, this is how it's going to work on defense and it's going to be Zane on Mitchell.
Right. You always guard with five guys, hopefully not Coach's Betts, five guys, but you're five guys on the court. And so when we talk about Zane, it's a little bit more towards like, okay, we like this matchup of Grant on at whoever. And so we don't like this matchup of Zane on this guy. He's got a little bit of an edge on him. So now we got to shift and really help that one guy. How are we guarding different things differently? Are we over helping off certain guys to try and help that? So there was a shift as a unit to really try and help Zane in this game. And whoever it might, this next game for Fresno, it may end up being their five. It may end up being Orlando Robb. So now it's, okay, not that he's better than Warren Washington or KJ Himes, but that's their best matchup. That's what they're focusing on to try and go at us with. So how do we shift everybody else to really take that away? And I thought as a unit, our guys did a really good job of, hey, I'm on Shackle. Dez is on Shackle, so I'm going to stay with him, but we may be on somebody else and we're going to overhelp and try and take him away. And I thought we frustrated him, even though he had statistically a pretty good two games scoring wise. You know, like you said, he turned the ball over. He took a lot of shots to get to those 20 points. And that's what you want. You don't want guys to go out there and kill you on 7-for-8 shooting or 7-for-9 shooting. You want, if he's going to get 20, you want him hopefully to take 20 shots, 18, 20 shots. And I thought overall we did a decent job of that. Obviously not enough to get over the hump with wins, but they're two learning experiences. And hopefully our guys can take that and apply it.
When you talk about defending with five players, I'll notice you guys, when you get kind of one-on-one with somebody on the baseline, given the matchup, guys will defend like at a 45-degree angle, right? Because you want to funnel somebody a different into a certain help, I'm assuming, right? Explain that, because, you know, kind of basketball one-on-one, you're like, don't give baseline, right? But you guys obviously adjust it a little bit differently. So when folks see that, what is that? What are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so it depends on the player, because there's.
Am I reading that right? You guys do that, right?
You are, yes. You're reading that right. But then there's certain players where they may be so good to their right or left hand that you may need to adjust that within the game and say, you're not forcing him baseline if he's on a certain side, because then he's going to get to his left hand and he's really hard to guard when he's going to his left hand, right? So it's helping players know this is their strength of their, they really focus on this hand. That's where, by far, where they want to go. And there's some guys who haven't put in the work and they're right hand dominant or they're left hand dominant. That changed their game plan completely. But overall, like you're saying, we want to, you know, you're trying to force them to a certain direction. Sometimes that's sideline and that's where our help is built into. And it makes it harder when you play a team like San Diego State, where that low man who's supposed to be in help, maybe he's guarding Shackle, so that he may not be there because he is chasing him off a screen or he's hugged up with them because you don't want to give him open looks. So there's different ways to adjust. We really try and break down how are they going to try and attack us and what actions they're going to use and where's our help on the floor. Because that one-on-one battle, you know, you prepare for that all off season. You get guys in the weight room, you get them on the court, you're playing one-on-one, you're doing all that part. But then when it gets into the season, it's a ton about your help. It's about the other four guys who aren't on the ball and where they're positioned and what are they doing. So that's a huge focus for our staff. And like you said, sometimes that's forcing them middle or forcing them sideline. But you got to make sure that you know the actions they're going to run against you. And sometimes they come into games and they throw something out new. Game one, they did something completely different than they usually do on us. And we struggled in the first half. And then I thought we did a really good job at halftime adjusting to that and kind of switching that over. So it's just constantly keeping an eye on those. And as a staff, Coach Alford has kind of led us to be able to really see the game in that way and learn it. And being with him at UCLA has been a huge advantage for me to be able to be with him for 7 or 8 years and kind of know what's coming, what questions he's going to ask to try and find an answer for that.
When you game plan for a San Diego State, how much of that is Nevada's offense, Nevada's defense, and how much of that is trying to figure out what the Aztecs are going to do, offense or defense?
You really always want to focus on you. You want to focus on Nevada's offense and Nevada's defense. There's very few times where a team does something that's so at such a high level that you're going, okay, we need to change everything we do to try and adapt to them.
Like, would Air Force be an example of that? Maybe, or a team that runs at Princeton.
Correct. That's a great example of that. So Air Force is a team that is going to kind of take you out of the majority of what you do, because they run this one thing and they focus on that thing, and it has a ton of reads, and there's not one action of here's the way we're going to guard it, because they have four different reads on how you guard it, right? So like you said, that's one where you need to adjust every single year, no matter, you know, who their Jimmies and Joes are. They're going to run it, and they're going to run it really well, and they're going to run it at their pace. And so, like you said, you kind of have to do a little bit more focusing on them. But the majority of the season, you don't want, when you're, I've learned now through being in year eight, you learn when you're doing the majority of your adjustments on the other team, your team's not very good. Cause then you're going, hey, we got to figure out this one game and getting a win against this one team. And it's just, then you're for your guys, that's 30 different battles. And if you're making those, it's just a bunch of hills you're going to die on. So you don't want to make that the main focus. You want to make it us, 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 us. Okay, here's what they're going to do, and this is how we are going to adjust to that, but it's still about us and what we do on a daily basis.
He's Corey Barnett. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. KB, do you need to shout out anybody? You got anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm my wife's birthday is Sunday, so hopefully we can get a win for her. We'll see.
All right, he's KB, Corey Barnett. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
During these uncertain and challenging times, all of us here at Camelot Party Rentals want you to know that we are here for you. With a wide selection of tent sizes, tables, chairs, and much more, Camelot Party Rentals has everything you need for a safe and social distant event. Give us a call today at 775-355-9004 or visit our website at CamelotPartyRentals.com. Camelot Party Rentals, here for you and here for our community.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Wolfpack Nation, now is a great time to show your support for Wolfpack student athletes. Join the We Are Nevada campaign today. Make a gift to the campaign. Have a direct impact on the lives of student athletes. We Are Nevada ensures Nevada student athletes have a world-class experience academically and athletically. Help back the pack. Visit NevadaWolfpack.com/WeAreNevada to learn more. We are strong. We are united. We are Nevada. We are joined right now by a Wolfpack student athlete. It's KJ Himes. KJ, 14 points in that game two at San Diego State. Take me through your experience in that game.
I was just out there playing ball. I was just having fun. I was just locked in, and I was just trying to do everything that my team needed me to do to get the W. And, you know, and that's what they needed. And it's kind of like, I didn't even realize I was doing that during the game, but like you just look back, and that's just kind of what happens when you're locked in like that.
Some plays in that game where you're going up against Mensah, you're going up against Mitchell. These are some of the most physical guys in the conference, and you're dunking on them. You're drawing fouls. You're tying the game with a minute to go, like banging down in the post, grown man stuff. Have you always envisioned that to be part of your game? Is that something you've developed? Is it something you've always had?
It's something I've obviously been working on. It's definitely like how I've envisioned seeing myself playing like at the Division I level. But it's definitely been something I've been working for, and it's I'm glad I'm starting to see some payoff for it.
How happy are you guys allowed to be? Well, happy, I guess you're not satisfied, but how good are you allowed to feel about those two losses?
Obviously after the, like, you know, immediately after the games, we were all just still like destroyed, mad that we lost about that game. But what we can take from that, I mean, we're not happy about it because we don't really believe in like a moral victory type of thing. But what we can take from that is that, hey, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody in our conference, like, and we want more, and we want to keep getting better, and we're going to keep moving up.
Remind everybody, like, how did you come to the pack? What was the recruiting process like? It was a different coaching staff.
Yeah. So I came here, I graduated from high school. I was a class of 2018. I committed when the Twins were here, Jordan Caroline, Kendall Stevens was playing. It was right before the Sweet 16 run I had commit. And I was very excited to come here. You know, I came here, you know, for a completely different staff. Coach Musselman, he left the school, and Steve Alford came here, and me and Coach Alford, we already had a prior relationship because he had recruited me when he was at UCLA. And so I felt comfortable staying here with him because, you know, me transferring at that point, that's just as much of a risk as staying. And I liked what Steve was telling me. And, you know, I gave it another shot because I liked Reno and I liked the community.
Anything else you want to get to, KJ? You need to shout anybody out?
Shout out to my mom. Thank you for raising me. Shout out to my dad. Other than that, I think I'm good.
All right. He's KJ Himes. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Are you a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans? Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield IMG College partner, can help. We provide corporate partners both traditional and new media opportunities with the university. For more sponsorship information, please call 775-327-2074. That's 775-327-2074. Or visit Learfield.com and search Nevada Wolfpack.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sportsnet. Thanks to Steve Alford, Corey Barnett, and KJ Himes for being with us. I'm John Ramey. We'll visit with you Friday night as the Wolfpack hosts Fresno State. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.